A survey of Australian businesses in China has found they remain optimistic despite strained diplomatic ties with our largest trading partner. Australian officials concede relations are going through a rough patch over the fallout from claims of Chinese interference in Australia. From Beijing, China correspondent Bill Birtles reports.
More than a third of Australia's exports go to China, so business groups are naturally worried when relations with the People's Republic are tested. John Russell runs a PR and consulting firm called North Head and has worked in Beijing for 12 years.
So far, there have not been any significant decisions or actions that seem to have been taken that are detrimental. But people, even on the street or friends that you meet in China, talk about the deterioration of Australia's attitudes to China.
He says there's plenty to still be optimistic about, including a free trade agreement that's still only a few years old. But he says the image of Australia in China is at risk.
The business community is watching the developments with concern. There's a sense that we did have an enormous reservoir of goodwill in China, and we hope we're not losing it.
Over the past year, Beijing has strongly rejected claims by Australian politicians, academics and the media that it's seeking to control Chinese communities in Australia and influence politicians. China's government says the claims are xenophobic and has used its state-controlled media to push that message broadly. But a survey by the China-Australia Chamber of Commerce and the Australia-China Business Council shows businesses are still upbeat. Nick Coyle is the Beijing-based CEO of the Chamber of Commerce.
If you look at Chinese New Year visits to Australia, we're up 20%. We've also seen student numbers out to Australia up around 7%. So they're two pretty good indications about what China thinks of Australia. You know, tourists are going there in increasing numbers and students are going there in increasing numbers. So I really don't think the current issues are filtering through to the wider community.
He believes Australia's diplomats are working hard to smooth things over and pave the way for another prime ministerial visit to Beijing due sometime this year. One spanner in the works is Australia's refusal to formally sign an MOU to join Chinese President Xi Jinping's ambitious Belt and Road plan. China wants to loan huge sums of money to other countries, including Australia, to build infrastructure, a plan critics say will give Beijing the strategic upper hand in future dealings with recipient countries. But Nick Coyle says Australian businesses are looking to benefit.
So whilst Australia is not signed up to Belt and Road formally, we can definitely see tremendous opportunities for Australian companies, particularly partnering with Chinese companies in other countries.
The optimistic survey result contrasts with an American business study last year that found US companies feel increasingly unwelcome in China. But the Australian Business Chamber says that reflects competition between US and Chinese manufacturers and that Australian companies are more complementary to China's economy. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing reporting for The World Today.